in the studio today, I have Suburban Legends.
Yay!
Originally from Orange County. How are you guys today?
Good. How are you?
I am fantastic.
Awesome.
Let's introduce yourselves first.
I'm Brian. I play the trombone.
What's up? I'm Vince. I sing in the band.
Hey, I'm Lewis. I play trumpet.
I thought we should start the interview with, you know, your new album, Infectious, and I'm sure you guys want to talk about it. When recording the album, how do you guys like recording the album? Did you guys do anything different? I saw in your MySpace that you guys record each instrument, you know, separately.
Mm-hmm.
So which instrument would you say that it's the hardest one to record?
I don't know. I mean, because we all play different instruments, so I guess, you know,
it's more up to the engineer, probably.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the engineer's the guy who kind of puts it all together and the producer and stuff. So, I mean, depending on like how they have to organize it, it might be, I don't know, up to them what the hardest instrument to record is.
Yeah. I mean, I guess like the most picky would probably be drums.
Drums. Yeah.
You know what I mean? To try and get like a good drum sound, you know, that's always like, that always seems to be really important whenever we do an album. Like everyone's always talking about, let's get the right drum sound, you know?
And how about the horns? Are they hard to record?
Yeah, it was pretty hard because we usually like have to do things on the fly in the studio because everything changes. But I think we were pretty good this time around in the studio.
Yeah. Recording stuff. You know, I mean, we've had like some experience in the past, like, you know, as far as like mic placement and like, you know, like kind of like and stacking and that kind of stuff. So we kind of knew what we were doing with the horns when we were going in there.
Yeah.
Who writes the songs for the band? Usually,
like, me and Brian throw around ideas and lyrics and stuff, and Mikey and Derek also have, like, music. And then usually, like, me and Brian will put words to it or something like that. And then somehow we come out with magic and you know, little pieces of beauty. And then we all get together and kind of... But then after we get that, it's so rough, you know. And then after that, you know, we take the horns and then try to put in horn parts or see if we can get a riff around it or do something to make it pop and, like, really exciting, you know. So, I mean, that's, you know, it's always... It always, like, for a, you know, in a band, and, like, it's a process. It kind of, you know, it comes together as it kind of goes along, so.
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet. And where'd you guys get the inspiration for the songs? Do you take it from your personal lives or from the world around you?
We're really lonely, lonely guys. Just, like, my dad, when he heard it, the first time he heard the new record, he's like, you guys need to get laid or just something. He's just, you know, he said it was very angst.
Yeah.
This album.
We're almost getting laid with this.
It's like we're just boys. That's really the truth. And we want to grow up and be men. That's why we're doing this right
Definitely.
Now.
Definitely.
And playing in a band.
That's why we're in a band.
Help in the transition.
We're like cowboys of music, and we want to be men. It all comes down to, you know, a boy wants to be a man. I think today we're on the right track.
I think we're accomplishing goals right now.
Definitely.
Anyways, how long has Suburban Legends been playing together?
A long time.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it kind of depends on your definition, really, of being together and being, like, a group.
I mean, when did you guys come up with the idea of playing instruments together?
Oh, gosh. Well, I mean, I played with some of these guys in high school, like, in, like, marching band, if you want to count that. But,
yeah.
Like...
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, so, like, I've known some of these guys
after school stuff, yeah.
Yeah, after school, like, programs. Stuff like that. So,
performing,
I mean, you know, like, performing music together, like, in general. We've done it since... A long time, but...
To get together in like a band, like kind of like the setting we're doing now, though, probably, yeah. I would say like 99, 2000 maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, but even you guys, too,
current,
like with Derek
current,
and
yeah, our current lineup's been like 3.5 maybe?
No, only two years.
Two and a half.
Yeah. Well, almost three. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And being that long together, I mean, tour buses, like, do you guys fight a lot?
I wish we had tour buses.
Yes.
Not bus. I mean, buses.
Vans.
Vans? Yeah. Okay. No, I was just joking. But yeah, we fight sometimes. But I mean, it's like family fighting, you know?
Almost like in a marriage, you know? You're just tired of each
totally.
Other.
Totally.
Yeah. Marriage / like brotherhood, you know what I mean?
Cause more like, brotherhood, yeah.
I don't know what marriage would be like, but it could be it.
Yeah.
Be passionate.
Yeah.
Passionate.
Yeah. I guess you depend on each other out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, definitely. I mean, it's like a,
like
you
a
know,
marriage.
Yeah, like a marriage yeah. is a...
Like brothers.
Brothers are like the partnership aspect of marriage. That's what it's like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not exactly. The lustful part of it.
No, definitely not.
I was hoping not the lustful part. That's great. Anyways, so going back to the album, what's your favorite tracks from the album? What are some of your favorite tracks?
All the tracks are amazing.
I like them all too. I think live, my favorite one to play is So Fine.
Yeah.
It's really fun for me, like for the horns. It's got a lot of like fun, like kind of like quirky parts for the horns that I like a lot. So it's kind of different than what we did, like other songs that we play.
Live, I can say I like Win a Day Lately live. That's the funnest, I think, right now for me. Live. Off the album, though, I don't know.
Yeah.
And I kind of like Infectious.
Infectious.
That's,
yeah,
that's my jam.
Well, I like that we have a video for Infectious, and that's that was really fun to do. So like,
yeah,
you know.
By the the Frat Carell Brothers, and it came out great. They just did a phenomenal job and helped us out on that, so it was really cool.
I saw the video, and how did you guys come up with the, like, who came up with the idea for the video?
They originally came up with
actually,
it.
Actually, yeah, the Fat Carell Brothers did everything. Like, they came to us, and they said, like, hey, we want to do a video for you. And we're like, here's the album. And then they were like, awesome. And then they came to us and said, we want to do Infectious, and this is exactly what we want to do. And we said, we like that idea. And so they, you know, and then they just took the reins from there, and they pretty much did everything.
Because there were some pretty cool dance moves in that video.
Oh, you thought so? Cool.
I thought it was pretty impressive. And the whole, like, theme of, I don't know, mafia. I was getting that vibe.
The mafia.
We're here with Suburban Legends, and I just got a call from a very special listener. His name was Pete, right?
Pete. Yeah. What was his last name?
Something with S. I don't know.
Pete S.
He had a question for you guys.
Okay.
How do you guys feel about the X-Men when Xavier got shot by Bishop or something like that?
Lewis?
Or stabbed.
Oh, Lewis, answer that question.
It was a really sad day in my life.
Did you cry?
I cried horribly.
Oh, it's so sad. I'm sorry for your loss.
Yeah.
And going back to the interview, so what are you guys planning on doing this year?
Well, we're working on a DVD right now, and hopefully we'll be able to get it out like mid-February / later February. At least that's what I'm hoping. It's going to be a lot of cool content on there, like a bunch of live footage and all of our music videos and like a bunch of our SLTV stuff and all kinds of good little goodies.
Yeah, basically we're taking the most exciting stuff that we ever put together. And we're making an awesome DVD out of it.
An awesome DVD.
It's gonna be retarded.
Wow. Oh, we got a call.
Oh, we'll call.
Lewis, hello.
Lewis, what's the answer. Question?
Hello.
Yeah, you there?
Hey.
Hi. Who is this?
This is Emily.
Emily, hi. How are you?
Hi. I am great. How are you?
I am fabulous. What's the question?
I want to know what color socks you guys are wearing.
What color socks are we wearing, guys?
Right now.
Right now, I am wearing black socks.
You are wearing black socks.
Yeah.
What color socks are you wearing?
I'm wearing white socks.
I'm wearing white socks, too, with, like, little yellow tips at the end.
Yeah, oh, Vince cute. And Brian are wearing white.
I'm
yeah.
wearing, like, jazzy, like, jazz, like, their workout socks. Yeah. They're really comfortable.
They're really soft.
No way.
What kind of socks are you
they
wearing?
Soft?
What?
Are they soft?
Are they socks? Yeah, they're socks.
Great. I have two different colored socks on.
She has two different colored socks on, guys.
Hmm.
Ooh. Stylish.
Yep.
Kinky.
Cool.
So how are you guys doing?
We're doing really good right now. The sock talk is getting exciting for me. Oh, anyways,
great.
Awesome. Well,
whoa.
Thanks for calling.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right. See ya. Bye bye.
Bye.
It's done.
It's not
good,
actually.
Mikey. No, Mikey's
Mikey,
here.
Come
hey.
On here's our bass player.
Sorry, I'm late.
Mikey, your hair.
Sorry,
looks
I'm late, guys.
Your hair looks great.
Had a haircut
though.
Today.
Yeah, it looks really good.
Oh, we got a call.
Oh, we'll call. Oh wait, hold on.
Gentlemen, how are you?
Hey, how's it going?
The stuff sounds really good.
Thank you very much. What's your name?
It's Perry.
Perry.
Yeah. Hey, some of the hardest things to do is to, when you're in the studio and they're messing with your tunes with Pro Tools or whatever they're doing, how do you try to recreate live what you've done in the studio?
He's talking about how do we try to recreate our sound that we put in the album live.
Live?
Exactly.
Well, we overproduced the heck out of this album, so it's really hard for us. But I don't know, Mike's playing on a synth bass pedal, so that's kind of giving us a little bit more of that.
Yeah,
that's
trying to reincorporate like a bunch of sounds, you know, on the album live, you know, without, you know, having to use tracking and stuff like that.
Right, right.
You know, just adding as many vocal parts as we can, trying to maximize every musician, I guess.
And then when we're at home, we usually have our keyboard player Dallas Cruz play with us, and he helps a lot.
Yeah, you can get a thicker sound that way.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Well, this stuff really sounds really good, man.
Thank you.
You have a knack for the pop sound without being too candy.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Have a great day, man.
You too, buddy.
Bye.
Thanks, man.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You guys have something called Suburban Legends TV.
Yes.
Now, what is that all about?
Well, Suburban Legends TV is just like it's our YouTube, more or less, and you can find it at youtube.com. and it basically is just like little things that like we put out about like stuff that we do, and we have kind of like little mini series, like we have like a little mini Cribs series and a little mini like series of like us doing recording. We call it Hot Tracks, and then we also have a little mini series called Tales from the Road, just like basically stuff that we do on the road. You know,
any drama?
Yeah, actually, there's
yeah, we got our stuff stolen.
Yeah, we got all of our.
We did that one. That was
yeah, we got all of our stuff stolen. Yeah, in a,
how was that? Like, how did that happen?
In Philadelphia, we got we were robbed.
Point blank.
Point blank.
No. At our Renaissance Hotel.
Yeah.
Not a Renaissance Hotel.
Well, not at point blank. We were sleeping, but then when we woke up, all our stuff was gone.
Yeah.
So we didn't enjoy that at all.
Yeah, somebody stole our entire van and trailer, and then the van and trailer were recovered, like, later that night, but, of course, it was completely cleaned out.
Which
totally
we saw
good.
On the 11 o'clock news
we
before
did.
We picked it up.
Yeah,
it was really entertaining. It was fun.
Yeah.
But it
except
was a
for
little
the,
stressful.
Except for, yeah, all the, you know, $40,000 worth of equipment that we lost, basically.
Yeah, but in the end, we learned a lot. At the end, and now that we're going on to the new year, we have brand new instruments. We're faster. We're sleeker. We're trying to get out of debt, but we're coming together.
Yeah.
Great. Just look forward, you know?
That's,
yeah,
that's all you can do.
And maybe it was like some fanatical fans, you know, that just
needed.
Well,
no, I guess it happens a lot, like in Philly. Like, well, it doesn't happen a lot in Philly. It happens a lot all across the nation. But in Philadelphia, they've had this happen from.
There was like three bands that got hit up in that month or something.
Same type of way, too. I mean, there was like little pictures and stuff that they left. You know, they have a calling card and everything.
Anyways, what is your favorite place to perform?
Philadelphia.
Really?
Well,
I'm just kidding. Disneyland. I really like Disneyland a lot.
Oh, I saw you guys at Disneyland once.
Yeah, Tomorrowland.
Playing wise, I think I like playing in Orlando.
Really?
I was just gonna say that too.
But I really like New Orleans a lot.
New Orleans. I've never been there, but fun. Sounds like a cool.
Yeah, place. New Orleans isn't really like a cool place to. Or no, it's a cool place to play. Every place is
it's,
cool.
It's always been pretty good to play. But the I think New York. We've only done New York like twice now. Like
and it's
New York,
awesome.
New York, and it was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Jersey,
I mean,
too. Like, Jersey New York and Jersey, the East Coast is just really, like, goes off. Like, everybody has a great time
pretty
there.
Crazy.
It's really crazy. The scene there is just intense.
Yeah.
It's really intense. Good vibes, too.
Have you guys played in Europe yet?
We did, like, a long time ago.
Yeah, we did a while back.
4 years ago. We did about 2 weeks out there.
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet. And what are your least favorite places to perform?
The Project Rat Hole.
Where is that?
No, they didn't. That's such a lie, dude. Project Rat Hole. It was like a barn in Texas somewhere.
It wasn't like a barn.
It was a barn in Texas.
It was a huge shed.
It was a huge shed, and we actually didn't end up playing because one of the bands earlier like ended up like cutting his chest open with a razor, like.
And there was blood all over the.
No way.
It was disgusting.
Yeah.
That's the cool thing to do.
The police came and they shut down the show. So.
And they didn't even have an instrument. Like the kids, the previous, there's like three bands before us. They didn't have instruments. They didn't have a PA. And they're asking us to borrow their stuff. It was fun.
Yeah, it was pretty wild.
Yeah.
Did a lot of people come to watch you? Or is it just
actually,
like cows?
There, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a good like handful at least. But no one was there to see us because we didn't actually end up playing that show because we couldn't.
Yeah.
It got shut down.
There was blood everywhere. That's pretty sweet. So if you guys had an opportunity to have dream show, like, you know, with any band you want or in any place that you would ever want to go, what would it be?
Oh, wow. Ooh, this one's a hard one.
Yeah.
Probably like the Honda Center with probably Christina Aguilera, Kelly Clarkson, and the Pussycat Dolls. that would be
one bill?
All in one bill. And we're... Yeah, I don't care where we would be in that mix, as long as we're playing that show.
opening outside.
Yeah, I would. As long as
outside
I get to share
the Honda Center, in
the backstage with them.
I have one word. That's Spice Girls.
Spice Girls, they're reuniting.
They already did.
They already did. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, I'm just out of it, I guess.
Yeah, just the Spice Girls.
Share a bus with them. That'd be fun.
They all have their own bus.
Probably.
Exactly, share a bus.
Exactly, there you go.
There you go.
Yeah. We have to share bunks.
Guys, we have a caller for you guys.
Okay.
Oh, hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi, my name's Peter.
Hey, Peter.
Peter!
I want to ask a question to Mikey.
Mikey,
came in a little
questions
late.
For you, buddy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what color socks are you wearing?
What color socks am I wearing? Shoot. Oh, they're white, actually.
They are?
They are, yeah. I was wearing black ones yesterday, but white ones today.
They're
the only clean white ones I have right now, actually.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. any questions about anything musical in nature at all, or?
Unfortunately, my friend didn't give me any other good ideas.
Okay.
All right, well, thanks for calling, Peter.
Fair enough. Thanks, Peter.
but I'll think of something. I might call back.
All right.
Sounds good.
See ya.
Wow.
People really want to know what kind of socks we wear.
I know. Anyways, so what are you guys' plans for 2008?
I don't know. We
eat healthy.
Tour a lot.
Tour.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Tour. That'd be nice.
Yeah, definitely.
Get a new sheet music book out. That's one of my
goals.
There
you go, Mikey.
I've got another sheet music book for our last album. That's should be coming out soon. I'm still working on that. So
yeah,
that's one of mine.
We're just going to be writing like crazy. I mean, writing as many songs as we can. We're going to be hit it hard. And then, I mean, touring as hard as we can, too. See what we can do. So, you know, just keep building and building like we've been doing.
That's pretty cool. And, you know, that's all the questions that I've got for you guys.
Awesome.
So, yeah. Ahead. So I want to thank you for, you know, coming to the show, interviewing with me.
No, thank you.
Thank you for having
us. Yeah, no problem.
Awesome.